then the Lord Shakyamuni said to the Bodhisattva Maitreya, the great spiritual hero, I transmit to you, Maitreya, this onyx of perfect enlightenment, which I attained only after in the future there will be nobles and doras, devas, nagas, yakshas, gandharvas, and asuras who, having planted the roots of virtue, will conceive the spirit of an excel perfect enlightenment. If they do not hear this teaching of the Dhamma, they will certainly lose countless advantages and even perish. But if they hear such a teaching, they will rejoice, will believe, and will accept it upon the crowns of their heads. In order to protect those future noble sons and daughters, you must spread the teaching such as this, Maitreya. There are two gestures of the Bodhisattvas. What are they? First gesture is to believe in all sorts of phrases and words, and the second gesture is to penetrate exactly a profound principle of the Dharma without being afraid. Such are the two gestures of the Bodhisattva Maitreya. It must be known that the Bodhisattvas who believe in all sorts of words and phrases and apply themselves accordingly are beginners and not experienced. Religious practice that the Bodhisattvas who read here believe and teach is profound teaching with its impeccable expressions, reconciling dichotomies and its analysis of stages of development. These are veterans in their religious practice, Maitreya. They are two reasons the beginner Bodhisattvas are themselves and do not concentrate on the profound Dharma. What are they hearing? This profound teaching never before heard. They are terrified and doubtful, do not rejoice and reject it, thinking, whence comes this teaching? Never before heard. Then they hold other noble sons accepting, becoming vessels for and teaching this profound teaching. And do not attend upon them, do not befriend them, do not respect them, and do not honor them. And eventually they go so far as to criticize them. These are the two reasons the beginner Bodhisattvas hurt themselves and do not penetrate the profound Dharma. There are two reasons the Bodhisattvas who do aspire to profound Dharma hurt themselves and do not attain the tolerance of the ultimate purposeless of things. What are these two? These Bodhisattvas despise and reproach their beginner Bodhisattvas who have not been practicing for a long time, and they do not initiate them or instruct them the profound teaching. Having no respect for this profound teaching, they are not careful about its rules. They are living beings by means of materials, gifts, and do not help them in those gift of the Dharma. Such, Maitreya, are the two reasons of Bodhisattvas who aspire to the profound Dharma hurt themselves and will not quickly attain the tolerance of the ultimate purpose. The sacred things. Bodhisattva Maitreya said to the Buddha, Lord, the beautiful teaching of the Tathagata are wonderful and truly excellent. Lord, from this time forth I will avoid all such errors and will defend and uphold this attainment of unexcelled perfect enlightenment by the Tathagata during innumerable hundreds of thousands of millions of billions of aeons. In the future I will place in the hands of noble sons and noble daughters who are worthy vessels of the holy Dharma. This profound teaching thy will instill in them the power of memory with which they may, having belief in this teaching, retain it, recite it, penetrate its steps, teach it, propagate it, write it down, and proclaim it extensively to others. Thus I will instruct them, Lord, and thus it may be known that in the future time those who believe in this teaching and go into deeply into it will be sustained by the supernatural blessings of the Bodhisattva Maitreya. Thereupon the Buddha gave his approval to the Bodhisattva Maitreya. Excellent, excellent, your word is forgiven. The Tathagata rejoices and commends your good promise. Then all the Bodhisattvas said together in one voice, Lord, we also offer the ultimate liberation of the Tathagata will come from our various Buddha fields to spread far and wide his enlightenment of the perfect Buddha. The Tathagata may also some sons and daughters believe in that and the former Maharajas, the great kings of the court, said to the Buddha, Lord, in all the times, villages, cities, kingdoms, and palaces, wherever this discourse of the Dharma will be practiced, and held in correctly thought, we, the four great kings, will go there with our armies, our young warriors, and our retinues to hear the Dharma. We will protect the teachers of this Dharma for a radius of 1 league so that no one who plots injury or disruption against these teachers will have any opportunity to do them harm. Then the Buddha said to the Venerable Ananda, receive them, Ananda, this expression of the teaching of the Dharma, remember it. Teach it widely and correctly to others, and under replied, I have memorized, Lord, this expression of the teaching of the Dharma, but what is the name of this teaching, and how should I remember it? The Buddha said, Ananda, this exposition of the Dharma is called the teaching of Vimalakirti, or the reconciliation of dichotomies, or the intersection of the inconceivable liberation. Remember it, thus was told the Buddha, and the Java Vimalakirti, the Crown Prince Manjushri, the Venerable Ananda, the Bodhisattva, the great disciples, the entire multitude, and the whole universe, with its goblin asuras and gandharas, rejoiced exceedingly, wholeheartedly praise these declarations by the Lord.
This completes the noble Mahayana Sutra, the teaching of Vimalakirti. It has 1,800 shlokas in 6 Vaishnavas and was translated, edited, and established by the monk Chinese.